KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have rain and 45 degrees. Over the past 24 hours, ending at 7 a.m. today, we picked up 1.01 inches of rainfall here in Atlantic at the official weather station, KJAN. Our forecast is calling for light rain and possibly a few thunder boomers and a high around 51. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Emergency personnel in Atlantic responded to a two-vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon at 5th and Olive Streets. The collision between two pickups was reported just before 4 p.m. KJAN has learned since three teens in a Chevy S10 pickup suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were checked out at the Cass County Hospital. The truck was totaled in the crash. It's unclear if there were injuries to people in the second pickup, and no other details are available at this time. Voters in the IKM Manning School District went to the polls Tuesday and failed to approve a $19.2 million bond referendum that would have paid for an addition and upgrade to their facilities to create a K-12 center in Manning. Total votes from the combined counties amounted to 1,049 yes. There were 859 no votes, or 55% in favor to 45% opposed. The bond measure required 60% approval plus one in order to pass. Shelby County Auditor and Elections Commissioner Mark Maxwell reports the voters in Shelby and Audubon counties defeated the measure by a vote of 367 no to 114 yes. According to the latest information, unofficial results from Carroll County show voters approved the measure by a vote of 785 yes to 71 no. Crawford County voters opposed the measure, 421 no to 150 votes yes. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet this evening via an electronic session at 6 p.m. And among their items on their agenda are the resignations of Valerie Gerling, high school science teacher, Carol Duskin, special education paraeducator, Dan Vargason as JV girls soccer coach, and Becky Bonney in food service. The board will act on several contract recommendations for volunteer boys basketball coaches and volunteer wrestling coaches. The Atlantic School Board will also act on one horizontal lane teacher movement for six teachers who have provided information required for them to move one horizontal pay lane based on educational credits earned. They include Dara Bartz, Jenny Madsen, Hannah Ryder, Jill Miller, Stephanie Terrell, and Sarah Dorsey. The Atlantic School Board will also act on Superintendent Steve Barber's recommendation to approve a bid from Detter Motor Company in the amount of $27,311 for the purchase of an all-wheel drive Chevy Traverse. The purchase is part of the district's digital capital improvements for the year. The board is also expected to act on a proposal request in the amount of $9,129.75 for the state fire marshal's order for a master time clock that prevents operation of electric heaters in the concession stands. The heaters will instead be thermostatically controlled. They're expected to approve as well the purchase of a 26-floor scrubber from Home Depot Pro. The current scrubber is 19 years old and needs expensive repairs, according to school district officials. Superintendent Barber notes that Home Depot Pro is the only company that's willing to stand behind their unit. And the final order of business this evening is to act on a pay application with regard to the district athletic facilities project in the amount of $1.346 million, and that is for labor and materials. State district court judges in Des Moines and Iowa City have decided to halt enforcement of a state requirement for schools to return students to the classroom. The judges on Tuesday rejected arguments from two school districts and a teachers' union that local officials could ignore the governor and educate students at home due to surging numbers of coronavirus cases in Iowa. In two separate rulings, a Polk County judge said Iowa law clearly establishes state control over time schools must hold in-person instruction, and a Johnson County judge concluded the governor has broad emergency powers under the Iowa Constitution that local school boards do not have. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports that since 10 a.m. Tuesday, 15 more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 and 359 new positive cases of the virus have been confirmed as of this morning. The total number of deaths amounts to 1,185 now, and positive cases to date stands at 71,018. There was one new case reported in Cass County for a total of 119, one more case in Adair County for a total of 52, and two more cases in Pottawatomie County for a total of 1,724. Across the state, 322 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. 83 are in an ICU. 32 people were admitted to a hospital from 10 a.m. yesterday to today, and 37 people remain on ventilators. In western and southwest Iowa, 11 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. 7 are in an ICU. There were no new admissions to an area hospital since yesterday, and 3 patients remain on ventilators. In the funeral announcements, Leanna Richardson, age 88, of Orient, died Friday. Funeral services for Leanna Richardson will be this morning at 10:30. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And the family church and funeral home requests masks be worn and social distancing to be practiced. Shirley Keenan, age 82, of Largo, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died August 25th. Funeral services for Shirley Keenan will be today at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Olinda Krause, age 70, of Messina, died August 31st. Memorial services for Olinda Krause will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church in Wyota. Johnson Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Lois Fromm, age 83, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lois Fromm will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Colleen Kerr Shoemaker, age 61, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died September 3rd. A visitation for Colleen Shoemaker will be tomorrow from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, followed by graveside services at noon on Thursday in the Atlantic Cemetery. Elaine Cole, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Elaine Cole will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Janice Lauritsen, age 78, of Audubon, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life for Janice Lauritsen will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Bernice Mundorf, age 98, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Bernice Mundorf will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daryl Whitehead, age 75, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daryl Whitehead will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died August 29th. Memorial services for Diane Ernst that were scheduled to be held Saturday have been postponed and will be rescheduled for a later date. Pearson Family Funeral Service is assisting the family. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson is pending for late October at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Verlene Meisenheimer, age 91, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Verlene Meisenheimer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Diane Taylor, age 69, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Diane Taylor are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.